There are 16 ETVs in the country, and each ETV was asked by the Department of Education and Skills through SOLAS to prepare a three-year strategic performance agreement, which would kind of lay out what it's going to do over a three-year period in terms of further education and training in the county under the ETV's provision.
And this is a clear commitment to education within the county?
Yes, it's for the further education and training sector. That includes all the provision by Education and Training Board for informal and non-formal education and training. That would include things like traineeships, apprenticeships, literacy services, youth reach, VTOS, BTEI, a whole range of community education, a whole range of programmes that we provide in the community. Plan now is that we have a very clear strategic agreement with SOLAS and with the Department of Education and Skills for the next 3 years. Some of the focus areas that we'll have will be to expand the traineeship model, for example. There's a very strong emphasis now on working with local industry, so to make sure that the courses that we're delivering are actually meeting the needs of what companies want their employees to be able to do. That's a bit of a change. I mean, it was always there, but we would be doing that a lot more. Another thing that's going to be a bit different is that there's a program called Skills to Advance, and it's for upskilling people who are already in the workforce. So there will be opportunities for people, both as individuals and in groups, to avail of upskilling opportunities in their own areas or in areas that they're interested in. And some of those courses will be available, a significant number of them will be available free of charge to people who are already in the workforce.